All right, this is on the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 69. That was Pastor Samoon. Before that, we heard Quest's song, and we have Cindy A. Hush. This is what you can put on Hush. Derek Shapiro doing a live show found gum under the stool, okay? Who puts gum underneath the stool in your studio, John? How do you like that on the scale of 1 to 10?
Zero.
Can't believe there's gum, you know? I'm going to throw it out. When we play, okay, no class whatsoever. I didn't do it. I wasn't chewing gum. Wasn't me. Was it you, Quest?
No.
Was it you, Cindy?
No.
It was John. I think it was John, the owner of the studio.
Does anybody have some gum?
You want this one? Hey, shake my hand.
I was desperate.
All right. So, this next, you're desperate. Am I desperate? See, this would be good on Fair Factor or one of those shows where they dare someone to do this. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Yeah, dare you.
If you got paid $1 million, would you eat this gum?
Yeah.
You would? Okay. Okay. John's going to pay you. No. Okay. This next song, of course, because I think it goes after Pastor Samu, of course. And I'll play the next one. I'll wash my hands from this gum, of course. Gross. So the next song is, of course, it's alumni for the Derek Shapiro Show. T.I. is featuring this song, okay? This song is a very good song. It's called Care by Kid Rock and featuring Angelina Presley. I don't think it's related to Elvis Presley. I think they spell it differently. But it's a very good song, this new song, Care. It talks about feeding the homeless and look after the poor, you know? So here is Care. Kid Rock featuring T.I., alumni of the Derek Shapiro Show. I've interviewed T.I. a few years ago. Remember that, John? I interviewed T.I. and Angelina Presley. So tell me what you think about the song.
I need to get him back.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I should. I'm trying to get him back. Here it is. Care. Lose out the Derek Shapiro Show.
What do I care about? People. I care about people.
I care about making the world a better place. I
care about my family.
My fellow Americans.
I care about music. I
care about our job prospects.
I care about peace.
Teaching youth, my kids, my husband.
The welfare of my fellow man.
Health.
I want the truth to come out.
This is the Freetown Station.
My life gets colder. My eyes go thin as I get older. Piece in pieces, bloody and bruised. I feel so helpless and confused. 'Cause I hear screaming on the left, yelling on the right. I'm sitting in the middle trying to live my life. 'Cause I can't stop the war, shelter homeless, feed the poor. I can't walk on water, I can't save your sons and daughters. Well, I can't change the world and make things fair. The least that I can do is care.
Faith is tried and true in tribulation. Love is lost and lonely, check the news. And with these open arms I wait for you. And I hear screaming on the left, yelling on the right. I'm sitting in the middle trying to live my life.
'Cause I can't stop the war, shelter homeless, feed the poor. Walk on water, I can't save your sons and daughters. Well, I can't change the world and make things fair. The least that I can do, the least that I can do, the least that I can do is care.
The life of me, I can't see how the devil keep enticing me. All you see is a felon, I know God can see what's right in me. How I can be labeled as a villain in the first place, when the worst case scenario is my birthplace. I'm just trying to keep from falling victim to the murder rate. Take my life lesson, convincing the adolescent that a God up in heaven sending down blessings, and your future way brighter than your present. Quit stress.
Screaming on the left, yelling on the right. I'm sitting in the middle trying to live my life. 'Cause I can't stop the war, shelter homeless, feed the poor.
I can't
walk on water.
good though.
The least that I can do is care. No, yeah. I can't stop the war, the shelter, homeless, feed the poor. I can't walk on water, I can't save your sons and daughters. No. Well, I can change the world and make things fair.
I wish I could.
The least that I can do, the least that I can do.
I'll tell you what I can.
The least that I can do.
That was a new song featuring, well, that was Kid Rock featuring T.I. and of course Angelina Presley with Care. Who cares about that song?
I do.
You care? Cool. You care? That was cool. And you know what? We have a beautiful woman in the studio. We have Quest's mother. I quested her in the studio, you know. That was a quest by me. Quest, mother, what's your mother's name?
Jesse.
Come here, Jesse. No, I'll show you, show how beautiful you are to the camera, of course, you know. To the viewers over here, see, this is why Quest looks. This is why Quest is handsome, I guess. Well, I mean, I'm not gay, but I'm saying, it's a lot of women probably think you're handsome because due to your mother, you know, good jeans. You're both wearing jeans. See, I'm only wearing pants. Anyway, that's good. I'm telling you, I'm losing myself. John can't believe it, right, John? Yeah, John just can't. It's kind of the days when I moved to Boston. You know, but you know the thing I care about before I get to my next segment. Okay, who watches American Idol in here?
You watch it, right?
Watch it. Okay. Who watched American Idol last night?
We didn't watch it.
Who watched Talking with Derek, the rebroadcast last night, DSS TV station?
Oh, I didn't know.
Okay. Well, anyway, at least no one watched both. Okay. All right. So, as I was watching American Idol, and I was watching my own show last night, too. That's what I'm going to make people believe. I was watching this girl, lady from Rhode Island on there, right? And she made it to Hollywood, South Kingstown, Rhode Island. So give a shout out to South Kingstown, Rhode Island, my home state, of course. Yeah. You know, like I don't give props to my home state enough, right? All right. So next segment is Brenda Wood from 11 Alive, the NBC affiliate over here in Atlanta, okay? I am interviewed on the red carpet, of course. And a few months ago, she won an award from the Georgian Terrace Hotel. So here's Brenda Wood from 11 Alive, the NBC affiliate here in Atlanta.
How are you?
Oh, Brenda.
Yes.
Yes. How does it feel to be honored tonight?
It feels great. I'm floored, actually. I'm rubbing shoulders with some incredible people. So,
yes.
You know, it's really an honor. A shout out to the Derek Shapiro Show, DSS TV station.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Ms. Brenda Wood, congratulations once again.
Thank you. Thank
it's
you
really
much.
Great to have you on here, too.
It's an honor.
Yes,
thank
it
you.
Is. All right, that was Brenda Wood from 11 Alive. Now, I'm disappointed about how technology runs, you know, okay? Come on, I want to ask you a question. Are you disappointed about technology?
Yes, very.
Okay, I'm going to tell you why. Are you disappointed, Cindy A?
I'm loving everything.
You're loving?
Going
okay,
on.
I'm going to tell you. Because I have interviews, okay? I have interviews saved on my Ustream, okay? With Dallas Austin.
Oh, man.
And Franksky from V103. Franksky was supposed to be on the show, right? And Ustream, when I play it, it doesn't want to play.
Yeah, I know.
You see the face. So I have interviews that I have. I can't play my Dallas Austin interview. Then I had an interview with Crash Test Dummies. You remember Crash Test Dummies?
Oh, yeah.
I interviewed them a few months ago. No, last year. I don't put all the interviews up. I save all the interviews. And I have another way of saving it, but I don't get down to it right away. So I can't play those interviews.
Damn.
So also, too, last year, I did a dumbass thing. I lost my thumb drive, my recorder I use. And I had interviews with TLC on it.
Dang.
And Ciara. And I lost it at Office Max up in Rhode Island.
So it's just.
Gotta get them back.
Well,
somewhere.
But don't.
So it's not the technology.
Yeah. Well, no. Well, the Ustream was not me, though. But I did interview Chili one time, so I have her interview on the show.
Oh, nice.
But I interviewed her twice.
She's
and
fine.
She gave me a hug the last time, you know what I'm saying? She is short and cute, I'm telling you. All right. So, Next segment is, next two songs. Sister Hazel from Gainesville, Florida, the alumni of the Derek Shapiro Show. They're going to come back on my show next year and the year afterwards. Already recorded. I have all my celebrity interviews recorded from now to next year. So here's Sister Hazel, the number fourth song for the month of December and November with Far Away. And then we'll play Pwn, She Only Smiles. He's from Rhode Island. He's a rapper. He's number third song. Then we'll come back with the Adilla Barnes interview. Part one and part two. Here, I'll lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
I'm not that far. Bones Scully cover her hair. She's too pretty to think about it, too smart to care. Can't walk in a room without you knowing she there. She could glitz for a second, leave me stuck in a stare. And if she wanna make a sucker, then the sucker is there. But her heart is pure, she like to watch the rain fall. Say the TV too painful, swear to God, heaven lost an angel. She smile like a rainbow, cry like a saint. No photo could take, no brush could paint. A million poets ain't saying a thing. A million bells ain't beginning to ring. A million songs ain't beginning to sing. I ain't doing her justice, I ain't saying it's right. But if I don't say something, I ain't sleeping tonight. Cause when everything's wrong, she's the only thing right.
She only smiles. She only tells her that she's the flower.
Came from little, never wanting much more. When she was little, used to wait for her father at the door. When he come home, she'd be the first thing he saw. When he got sick, she would tend his bed sores, open his jaws. Tell him, daddy, everything's yours. You just tell me what you want and you can get it. My milkshake will never bring the boys to the yard. My Virgin Mary gone, bring the boys to the guard. She is not getting Nicki Minaj. Full woman in charge, lady like at the bars. On top of each and every one of her cars, she get it, the credit is good. Plus she could still ride through the hood. I love her like my sister, daughter, mother. And I could live forever, no I'll never find another. When we lay in bed at night, she like her head under the covers. And them late night cuddles get my head out of the struggles. And she only
All right, live loose on the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com. It looks like over here, my producer Repeat only put the shout-out of Ben Stiller, it looks like. But we'll see about that afterwards. But anyway, I'm going to play the two segments from Adila Bonds. Adila Bonds, welcome us back to Loose of the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 69. She's from Roseanne. She played Roseanne's friend, of course. She was in movies with Hilary Swank, with Ian Joyd Angels. She's been in Erin Brockovich. I guess she played the not-so-good person, Erin Brockovich, the B-word. I don't like to use the B-word, but she played that. Someone else referred her to that. But anyway, here's Adila Bonds, the two segments. She's a really great woman. She's soft-spoken. She's an author. She beat out Barack Obama in a book, of course, she said. She was number... No, she didn't beat out... No, she was number two. Barack Obama's first books were number one and two. She was three, right under Barack Obama. So here is Adila Bonds. Here, lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 69.
Okay. All right, we're back here. I'll lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, of course. Back with Adila Bonds, of course. She used to be in Roseanne, CBS's Cold Case. She made an appearance in there, as well as the Gilmore Girls and movies such as I Enjoyed Angels with Hilary Swank and Erin Brockovich, of course, with Julia Roberts. Welcome back to Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
It's good to be back. Thank you for having me back.
Yes. So tell me, you're doing a lecture at colleges coming up. Tell me about this thing you're doing with the colleges.
Well, actually, I've been touring my One Woman Show now for 20 years, and it's now been 40 states and three continents, and North America being one, with the United States, the Caribbean, Africa, and Europe. And in more recent years, what I've begun to do is, in addition to performing and doing my performance sessions with each audience, I've begun to do more in the way of lecturing. So I've lectured in places like Nigeria, also in Amsterdam, Rotterdam, both in Holland, of course, and at schools and other facilities around the country. So in terms of my lecturing, I've covered such topics as On My Own Terms, which is the name of my book.
Right.
And delving a little bit more into my life and kinds of experiences during food in that particular writing, as well as lecturing on different aspects of the business. I have one called Do You Want to Come to Hollywood? And I also do motivational lecturing as well in terms of subjects such as success, getting what you want in the marketplace. There are a number of different ways that I go in terms of the lecturing.
So how do students perceive that?
How do audiences perceive that?
Yeah, students around the country, yeah.
They really seem to appreciate what I have to say, especially if it's a topic that, in particular, pertains to what they want. For example, when I was in Nigeria and I was lecturing on Do You Want to Come to Hollywood, it had particular meaning to the students there because they don't live in the United States and their culture is so very different that to get a reality check of the things that they need to make sure they're prepared with before they come across the waters to another continent.
Right.
Great value.
So, when are you going to be starting your lecturing again?
Actually, I probably will begin again in January around the time of Dr. Martin Luther King Day. That's prime time for me between Dr. Martin Luther King Day, mid-January, all the way through March for Women's History Month, although those are not exclusive months. Those are just prime time months.
Are you going to be coming to Atlanta again for that?
I will be coming to Atlanta. Of course, I have a writer's retreat there for women, so I'm always in Atlanta because that's where my other home is. However, I'm working on coming to a particular college in the fall, probably, at which time I will either do an excerpt of the show, the whole show, or we'll do a talk. I was there recently in Atlanta. I performed at Clayton State College not very long ago in Morrow. So I was there not long ago.
Sure, in Morrow. So next time you come over here, we got to meet up again, you know? We got to see, meet my wife. Yes, and you know, I also admire, you know, you have also, I read on your, at dillabonds.com, of course, right, that you, I admire your work on your scholarship school in Minneapolis. Tell me about that school.
I'm so excited about that. There's an organization in Minneapolis called Excel.
Yep.
And Excel Entertainment, and they asked me how I felt about having a scholarship in my name for use in the Minneapolis public schools, and I was just absolutely humbled by that request.
Right.
I loved that. So we now have chosen at least 10 youths right now who have been identified to receive the Adela Bond Arts and Literary Achievement Scholarship, and they had a big ceremony in May, and they announced the names of the students. And I visited the school when I was there in April when I received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the American Legacy Awards by Bella Streamer. And it was just a delight to walk through the halls, meet the kids, I visited every single classroom. And the one in particular that held my heart was the one where the students were playing the violin and they performed for me. It was just heart-touching. And so the scholarship this year will go to those kids who are taking violin language lessons. We'll make sure that they are able to receive instructions to augment what they're learning at school.
Awesome. And also, too, you know, a lot of celebrities, you know, enjoy your book, you know, on my own terms, you know, one actor's journey, of course, you know, such as Danny Glover and Toni Braxton. What is your personal feeling on that?
What is my personal feeling about what?
About that, like a lot of celebrities enjoy your book, such as Danny Glover and Toni Braxton.
Well, I certainly hope that everyone who reads it enjoys it, and certainly those who are celebrities who just happen to be friends, like Danny Glover, whom I've known now well over 30 years, as mentioned throughout the book. Hopefully they will relate to many of the things that I say, because they also are actors, and particularly in the chapter that deals with Hollywood, I am sure that many of them have similar experiences, so that I have had.
Sure.
Both rewarding, also challenging. So I'm appreciative that celebrities in particular have also read the book and that it's resonated for them as well.
And what's one last question? What's one project that has touched your heart the most throughout your career, and why? What's one project that has touched your heart throughout your career?
What project?
Yeah, and why?
It's so hard to name one. I'll have to kind of answer that in a different way.
Sure.
I would say that in terms of stage, certainly it has been my work doing I Am That I Am Woman Black, the one-woman show that I tour internationally because I had the opportunity to touch so many hearts, spirits, and souls along the way, educating while entertaining, what I call edutainment. So certainly, in terms of my stage work, that has been what I have done the longest and where I have reached more audiences by doing that historical show. And in terms of film, I would have to say that probably my three favorite projects would be Erin Brockovich because of its social value and political value, as well as Iron Jawed Angels with Hilary Swank.
Right.
And again, because it has value in terms of both historical value around the women's suffrage movement and also just bringing to light a historical figure, Ida B. Wells, African American, who many probably did not know about until they saw the film.
Right.
And thirdly, it would be Little John, a Hallmark made TV movie where I played sister to Ving Rhames, and that project really touched my heart because it was so beautifully written. And as we know, Hallmark movies are such tear jerkers.
Yep.
And it was just a delight to be in such a loving film where my character and my family's characters, for the most part, had such uplifting and positive images.
Well, thank you. Once again, Adila, for being part of the show, of course.
Shout out to the Derek Shapiro Show.
Can you sign my wristband?
Can you give a shout out to the Derek Shapiro Show?
Yeah.
My radio show. Okay. That was Adila Barnes from Roseanne, of course. Hell Loose Out the Derek Shapiro Show. She's like soft-spoken, just like your music. I love your music, of course, you know. And of course, you're going to be playing at the end, of course, Quest. That's my Quest. And of course, here is Keep Your Head Up, of course, Andy Grandma, the number two song for the 2 months of November, December. And I'm sorry?
I have your Ben Stiller if you want
it. Well, not right now. We'll play Keep Your Head Up, then we'll go with Ben Stiller afterwards. I'll introduce Ben Stiller afterwards. But here's Keep Your Head Up. Let's all keep our head up because we're having a great time here. Lose How the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 69. Next month, episode 70.
Whoa! I've been waiting on the sunset, bills on my mindset, I can't deny it. Getting higher, higher than my income, income's breadcrumbs. I've been trying to survive. The glow that the sun gets right around sunset helps me realize that this is just a journey. Drop your worries, you are gonna turn out fine. Oh, you turn out fine. Fine, oh, you turn out fine. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, ay. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, ay. I know it's hard, no, it's hard to remember sometimes. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, ay, 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 ay. I got my hands in my pockets, kicking these rocks. It's kinda hard to watch this life go by. I'm buying into skeptics, skeptics mess with the confidence in my eyes. I'm seeing all the angles, thoughts get tangled, I start to compromise. My life and my purpose, is it all worth it? Am I gonna turn out fine? Oh, you turn out fine. Fine, oh, you turn out fine. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, ay. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, ay. I know
let your hair down. Hey, hey, hey. Only rainbows after rain. The sun will always come again. And it's a circle, circling around again. It comes around again. I say only rainbows after rain. The sun will always come again. And it's a circle, circling around again. It comes around, but you gotta keep your head up. Let your head down, hey. You gotta keep your head up, oh. And you can let your head down, hey. I know it's hard, no, it's hard to remember sometimes, but you gotta keep your head up, oh. And you can let your head down.
Was Andy Grandma. Keep your head up. Of course, Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 69. Next month, we have a big episode, episode 70. And let me ask you a question, Quest. Come here, Quest. Or even your mother. Let me ask you a question, no? Okay. Let me ask you a question. Do you know who LaVita is from the Steve Harvey Show?
I know the Steve Harvey Show. I haven't heard of LaVita,
okay.
though.
Okay. John?
Which character does she play?
She played Cedric the Entertainer's girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, I know who that is.
Oh, Ceddie. You know how
yeah,
she's, okay.
She's fine. Yes. Man, I like her.
Yeah, well, she is. And, of course, you know, I had Cedric the Entertainer on my show before.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Well, next month, episode 70, I have Terry J. Vaughn.
Oh, nice.
I kissed her hand. I haven't washed my mouth out since, okay? Just your hand, okay. No, I'm kidding. Okay. Anyway, Terry J. Vaughn's next month, but we have an A-lister right now. Are we ready for the Ben Still interview? Then we'll go to the shout-out. Then we'll go to the number one song for the month of January. I mean, December, November and December. So here's the A-lister. Okay, I've had a few A-listers on my show. Do you think T.I. is an A-lister?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, T.I. has been on my show. Akon?
Yeah.
Akon's been on my show. Ryan Seacrest, right?
I mean,
no, of course. He's every place. He's on Idol. He's on E. He does ABC, you know.
He just started his own TV network.
He did?
I think it's called Access. Yeah.
Access. He started that. He's on E. He might be a host of the NBC Today Show. He's been an A-lister on
well,
my
I guess
show.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, he is an A-lister.
Now Ben Stiller. He's of course an A-lister, right? So of course I was an extra in his movie. His movie doesn't come out till next month. I mean no, July, called Neighborhood Watch. But Tower Heist, he's in with Eddie Murphy. And, of course, Terry J. Vaughn, I was an extra in her movie, Steve Harvey movie, called Think Like a Man, okay? I think like a man. His book is called Think Like a Man, I Like a Woman. I act like a woman sometimes. No, okay. Yeah. Okay. But anyway, here is the Ben Stiller interview with a shout-out coming right after that, okay? Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 69.
Shout out to the Derek Shapiro Show.
Can you sign my wristband?
Can you give a shout out to the Derek Shapiro Show?
Yeah, give it to my radio show.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Good luck with Tower Heist, too.
Thanks, man. All the
best. You're in my movie with Eddie Murphy tomorrow, huh? What's in that movie? What's in
Tower Heist.
Tower Heist?
Yeah.
What's your character like? What's your character like in that movie?
Money back to this guy to rip him off. It's like a heist in the building.
Heist in the building?
Yeah. Check it out.
Thanks a lot with Tower Heist.
Thanks, man. All the best.
You're in that movie with Eddie Murphy tomorrow, huh?
Friday.
What's in that movie? What's
Tower
in that
Heist.
Tower Heist?
Yeah.
What's your character like? What's your character like in that movie?
Money back to this guy to rip him off. It's like a heist in the building.
Heist in the building?
Yeah. Check it out. Thanks, man.
Okay, that was a Ben Stiller interview, of course, and the shout-out I'm going to play on Thursday when we debut this show, of course. The shout-out you can hear is going to be labeled shout-out under episode 69. All right, well, that's it. I'm going to say goodbye. I want to say thank you to everybody. Cindy A., of course. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. We'll come back right to this number one song. You're going to play out afterwards, okay? So I'll say thank you to everybody. Here's the number one song for the month of November, December. I'm sorry, November, January. No, November, December. Stay away. No, Stay a while. No, I'm sorry. Hold on for a second. What song is that? Stay a while, I think. Stay a while is supposed to be called by Sister Hazel. Yeah, Lose How the Derek Shapiro Show. Lose How the Derek Shapiro Show.
I've been working overtime, find who I wanna be. And you got something, can't put my finger on it, that makes my mind feel free. Never thought I'd make it through the summertime. I've never seen so much rain. There you are, and the storm is rolling away. I'm not gonna run, gonna look away, gonna let it out. What's done is done. There's a better day.
You heard him, right? He listened to the Derek Shapiro Show. So why don't you, right? That's awesome, huh? Ben Stiller! I'm telling you. I mean, he was in Meet the Fockers. You know, fuck you. No, I'm kidding. Meet the Fockers. He's been in Starsky's and Hutch, you know? This is Derek and Hutch. Yeah, Ben Stiller's been in, he's a director. I mean, he's Zoolander. Hello? You know? Hello? Wake up, people. You know, Ben Stiller, Derek Shapiro Show. A-lister, you know? John! Ben Stiller! Am I going crazy or what? Huh? I'm losing myself, right? If I can't lose myself to the Derek Shapiro Show, then what can you do, right? All right, I have a question for you. Come here, Quest. I have a quest. On the count of three, let's do Derek Shapiro Show. One, right. Two, three. Derek Shapiro Show! No. Let's have a contest. We'll do it longer, okay?
All right.
1, 2, 3. Derek Shapiro Show! Wow, that's awesome. All right, so we're going to go out with you playing this song, okay? What song are you going to carry out with?
Oh, this song is actually a new song that I'm in a group with my friend called Melanin Tree Grove.
You're in a group?
But, yes, it's kind of like a side project. I'm primarily a solo artist, but I like to collaborate with people.
That's awesome.
This song is called Swallow.
Okay. And by the way, it's 8 o'clock, so people may be watching Hush Gossip Show, too, after this. The rebroadcast of Cindy A. I want to thank everybody for joining me. Cindy A from Hush Gossip Show. She's getting ready for her show coming up. We record after this, and it gets new show on Sunday. Next week, Saturday night, 8 o'clock, DSS TV station. I'm having my Derek Shapiro's music video countdown show. It's on the front page. Next Saturday night on DerekShapiroShow.com, channel 1 here and channel 2 on the DSS TV station. I'm going to go live at Sam Stone Studios at 9 o'clock. Hank Aaron Drive, if you want to come there. Roller's going to be performing, and we have Melissa Rose and as part of D-Nice, her production over there. And Bone Crusher is one of the celebrity judges. So maybe I'll have Bone Crusher live next Saturday night on the show. And then, of course, next month, we're going to be a Derek Shapiro's Music Appreciation Show. You were on the beginning of the month. We're going to do at Laura's Pizza in Roswell. So I'll see you there too, huh?
All right, definitely.
And then, of course, talking with Derek next month too. And, of course, next month, Terry J. Vaughn, episode 70. Thank you to John Richmond, Richmond Productions, Rich Productions, rather. And, of course, thank you to, of course, Quest Mom. What's her name again? Terry?
Jesse.
Jesse. Where did I get Terry from? Jesse. Oh, Jesse's girl. Remember this one, Jesse's girl? Yeah, yes. Okay. that's it. Oh, thank you to Ben Stiller. Thank you to Adila Barnes, Margaret Samu, pastor. And I want to thank, of course, Dan the Man with the Scientific Plan. And I don't have no plan. But anyway, here is your song, Carry It Out.
Track five.
In the earth, we learn to walk and gaze at our footprints that give us traction while we walk through our song to an unknown destination. We walk in a caravan of spirits. We watch ourselves be born, feel the fur of animals that give us warmth and protection from the eye of the storm. We are warm, but I see more. I see inside the shadow of each drop of rain lies the gift of love and the burn of pain, where gravity defies the lift of wind, and the gas contains the memory of what was, but never could happen again, what should have been. The loss of naivety and trust brings me a dragonfly in the dust, and I am cast away on its back to a place where nothing is the same, no one left and no one came. A place where the life from the trees and plants feeds me, and I read through the walls of the sea and the ocean floor as the colors of the universe burst through, galore. Beneath the layers, I sink my roots. And in the palm of my hands, I find castles of purple and fish of gold. I travel through the tongue of Mother Earth into her heart beating in harmonic circles, but I feel cold. So, in her palms, she holds me, and in her soul, she unfolds thee, words to her untold story. She vibrates to me beneath the deep blue sea. Through the buoyant gravity of the water, I am drawn to her spirit. I feel the lift of wind rush in as I am spun in motion. Into the nurturing love of Mother Earth, I go to rest in the unknown of the ocean. Where all the love of the universe, as pure as devotion, bursts through me in an explosion. I go home.